At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody!
What's up?
Yo, Brett, what are we dishing about today?
Well, you know we gotta talk about all the highlights from music's biggest night, the Grammys.
Also, you know we gotta talk all about the 2021 Oscar nominations.
And later on, honey, we're gonna sip on this A-Rod and J-Lo breakup to makeup tea, baby. But Brett and his daughter, what's going on, girl?
Okay, y'all, you know the ladies definitely came through and represented on music's biggest night,
yes.
The Grammys.
Yes.
Hosted by Trevor Noah. So let's give it up for Beyoncé and her mini-me, Blue Ivy.
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
Wow.
Both mother and daughter made Grammy her story last night. Queen Bee reigned over the award show, becoming the most decorated female artist of all time, winning a total of 28 Grammys, y'all, throughout her career.
Wow.
Congrats to you, Beyoncé. And of course, greatness runs in the nose, Carter, Dynasty family, darling. Miss Blue Ivy also took home a Grammy for her best music video for Brown Skin Girl and was named the second youngest person to win a Grammy at only 9 years old.
Wow.
Aww.
I wasn't winning Grammys at 9 years old. I don't know about y'all.
No, I was winning
Graham Crackers.
I was playing the drums at church.
Taylor Swift continued making history, taking home a Golden Horn for her album Folklore, making her the first woman ever to win Album of the Year 3 times.
Nice.
Also, our girl Tiffany Haddish represented last night. Although she wasn't in the building, she won Best Comedy Album and heard the news while she was filming her show, Kids Say the Darndest Things. Check it out.
I'm just happy with being nominated, personally.
I've been nominated a couple times.
You say, what?
You've been nominated a couple of times.
Yeah, I've been nominated a couple of times for some things.
But I just
and
won
I
a Grammy.
Love. I just what?
You just won a Grammy.
I just love being nominated.
I just won a Grammy.
Congratulations! You just won the Best Comedy Album.
Y'all serious?
I'm serious. This is no lie. This is for real.
I really won.
Woo woo.
Can I tell you why I'm crying?
Why?
It's a lot of bumpy roads that you cross, right? And it's a lot of times you feel like, well, am I doing the right thing? Is this good enough? Am I good enough? Am I strong enough to do this job? And then you just have to believe in yourself as much as you can. Anything is possible.
That's the sweetest video, yo. That's sweet.
I'm so proud of
her. She should have took the day off just in case she won. I mean, like, you know, it was very likely that she could have won. They could have, like, moved the production schedule. It's a Sunday.
Yeah. She can't be taking off like that head crack. She got to work. People got to work here. And nobody said that Carmen is helping her out with her bills. So she better work, honey, so she did the right
Gary.
Thing.
Yeah, Tiffany doesn't need
Gary.
Help with her bills,
her man,
Gary.
Maybe she don't need no help. Maybe he covers his own stuff and she covers her own stuff, Gary. She can hold
God
her own
child
for sure.
Her own.
Amen.
Well, anyway, child, now y'all talking about all these damn historic moments, honey, but you're missing one. You're missing one. Now,
what?
Miss Cardi B,
what,
baby,
Gary?
And Best New Artist winner, Miss Megan Thee Stallion, honey, they perform their song, WAP, or is it WAP? But anyway, child, I know the Grammys, baby, had to see all this ass together on one stage. Now, that's historic, baby. Did y'all see that madness?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, I loved it.
Loved every minute of it.
They killed it. I'm so proud of them. I'm so proud of females in rap doing their thing, man. Not even having to worry about what they say, because the men have been uncensored forever since N.W.A., even since Luke. So now we get to say what we want to say, and they gave a great performance. I'm proud of these
ladies. It was a great performance, but the children, honey, what about the children? They were sitting there watching it. It's ridiculous.
Nobody should have been up that late. No kid should have been up that late.
And if they, we the children good. Were up twerking with them, so let's go. It was a party.
Ooh, hello. Some of the kids probably slept better because of the performance.
Yeah, some of these
wink,
kids
wink.
Work better than me, child.
Hello.
And y'all, in other awards news, Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra Jonas announced the Oscar nominations this morning.
Sweet.
And it might just be the most diverse group of nominees that we have ever seen. Mm. Three black actors are nominated in the Best Supporting Actor category, and that would be Daniel Kaluuya, Leslie Odom Jr., and Lakeith Stanfield.
And the Best Actor category is also featuring people of color, three to be exact, Riz Ahmed, Steven Yeun, and you might know him from The Walking Dead, and the late, great Chadwick Boseman.
Yes!
Now, Glenn Close, she received her eighth nomination, this time as Best Supporting Actress for a role in Hillbilly Elegy, but she's never won. The outrage. Wow. And here's the crazy thing, too. She's also up for a Razzie Award for Best Supporting Actress for the same role.
All
so
right.
She's on both sides of the spectrum.
All right, y'all. Now, here's a fun fact, honey. Miss Amanda Seyfried, honey, now is the second star, y'all, from the Mean Girls, honey, to get an Oscar nod following y'all, Miss Rachel McAdams, honey. Now, child, wait a minute, Bo Boo, honey. But Miss Lindsay Lohan, child, she might have to wait a while, child. So we're just going to have to.
Leave Lindsay alone. She might do it.
Anybody in particular y'all rooting for?
This is tough. You know what? Daniel Kaluuya, for me, had those moments where you were just like, yo, this man right here deserves every single award. I saw all the performances in this category. Lakeith is a really, really, really... Lakeith is second for me, but Daniel Kaluuya, he took it. He's going to take it home for me, y'all. I'm calling it right now. Congratulations, brother.
I'm on your side, Chewy. I think Daniel Kaluuya deserves it.
I'm rooting for Glenn Close to win the Razzie and the Oscar. So she can make history, but be the first actress to win both on the same night for the same role. Stop fronting on Glenn Close.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't got a chance to see Ma Rainey's Black Bottom yet, but Viola Davis is kind of great in anything. What do y'all say?
Yo, Viola Davis killed this role. She was a good old drunk, honey. I enjoyed watching her be somebody totally different.
And the Oscars and the Academy love it when you transform. And she transformed into Ma Rainey.
She did.
You forget that it's Viola Davis. I'm like, yo, that's Viola. So when you do that, the Academy definitely gives you awards for that.
Really? When you play those slavish roles and stuff and look,
that's
you know.
Not a slavish role. She was a singer.
She's
a
singer.
And it was back in those days, and that's just how it happened. And they were just telling the true story. And she did great playing that part. She deserves
really
all the accolades she can get.
With a name like Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, I thought she would have saw it already, Gary.
No. They didn't put Gary's Black Bottom. They just said Ma Rainey's.
Because don't nobody want to see your black ass.
That went straight to DVD, Gary.
Uh-huh. Right.
All right, now Heidi and Frank has some to dish about that's not award season related. Take it away, y'all.
All right, Frank, let's take a break from award season and all of those nominations and talk about one of your faves, sex.
And the award goes to...
Do I have your attention?
Yes, you do.
Demi Lovato has always been an open book, and now she's getting even more transparent about her sexuality. She identifies as a queer woman. I don't know if you know that. Remember that? Yeah. Okay. Demi's on the cover of Glamour magazine, and she revealed that when her engagement to Max Eric ended, she took it as a big sign that she may be too queer to be with a cis man.
Queer eye for the cis guy.
Demi also said this about when she would be intimate with cis guys. And a cis guy
is... What the hell is a cis guy?
A cis guy is a male who was born male.
Okay.
Okay, here's what she said. See what you think about this. When it would come time to be sexual or intimate, I would have this kind of visceral reaction, like I just don't want to put my mouth there.
Wait,
I just found myself really appreciating the friendships of those people more than the romance.
Why would you ever have to say this? This is so horrible to say. Just break up with the guy. All right, didn't work out with this guy, Eric, okay?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if a man would have said that about a woman? You know what? She's a great gal and all, but I just couldn't bring myself to go to the area.
Because then if you do, if she does end up with a guy in the future, then the question is, so is that So you don't mind putting your mouth
but
on
it? Is that really going to keep me up at night?
I don't know. It's not. It's not going to keep us up.
You just bullied this man's junk.
Oh, my God.
If you think that's something, you should stick around. There's a lot more Dish Nation coming up.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome, Bizzy. Okay, Gary Child, last night's episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta was so fun and full of love.
Yes, that's right, Brad, daughter. Now, love was in the air, y'all, for Miss Cynthia Bailey and Mike Hill. Now, I'll explain to y'all in my Real Housewives of Atlanta report, okay?
Okay.
So, last night, honey, was the big day, honey, for Cynthia and Mike. Now, they're wedding, honey, and although there was a hurricane headed to Atlanta, honey, that didn't stop 10-10-20 from happening. So, take a look.
People often ask me, how do I know you're the one? But first and foremost, I love, respect, and downright adore you. You've helped me open up my heart and to not be afraid to accept and appreciate love. I know neither one of us are perfect, but we're definitely perfect for one another.
Thanks.
I love it.
Yeah, congratulations to both of them, absolutely. So, Gary, you were there. You attended the wedding. Did Cynthia's sister, Mel, try to hide the marriage certificate like she did to the last marriage or the last wedding?
Oh, no, she did. Wow. Baby, Mel was all for Mike. She loved Mike, honey. Now, when it was Peter's turn, honey, I didn't too much care for Peter, but she really loved Mike, and she did not try to hide the certificate. She was in the wedding, honey. She looked amazing, honey. I mean, everything was beautiful.
Now, Gary, what was the most interesting conversation you heard in the background?
Funny though, after the wedding though, later that night, I saw Peter at the hotel. So Peter was in town that night. Yes, ma'am. Baby. He was in town for the wedding, but he didn't make the wedding. But he was in town, so
honey.
Yes, honey, that was some poor tea, honey.
Moving on, I'm sure you've heard over the weekend the devastating news that J-Lo and A-Rod, or as I like to call them, J-Rod, have broken up, y'all. It happened.
A statement has
since been released from J-Lo and A-Rod saying they are still together, but they are just trying to work through some things, end quote. And then J-Lo dropped this video. Take a look.
I ain't worried about a blog or a dumb. Speaking on my moves like it's news, you a snitch. Every lie off your lips, give me views, I admit.
And she posted that video like a fool, honey, because, baby, guess what? People gonna still speculate what they want to. Y'all put it out there that y'all had broken up, honey, and so now, you did that, girl, you should have just kept that video, honey, where it was, undone.
And, Gary, do you really think they broke up and just got back together over the weekend because the news was so crazy? What do you think?
Let me tell you something, honey. Yeah, they damn broke up, and they not doing nothing but lying, trying to get it together. First of all, y'all gotta recall, honey, A-Rod does not like J-Lo. He's with J-Lo, but he doesn't like A-Rod like white women.
What?
He likes blondes, honey.
I feel like A-Rod is for everybody.
I beg to differ.
He was so enamored with J-Lo in the beginning of their relationship. And sometimes, you know, just the stress of being a high-powered couple can weigh heavy on the relationship.
They didn't know that when they got together.
But sometimes, I mean, I think there's the allure, Gary, of the fact that, oh, snap, that's J-Lo. I got a number. Now we're dating. Now we're in a relationship. Now we're about to get married. And then maybe he did send a flirty text to the LaCroix girl, maybe because he really liked her, or maybe he was a fan of the LaCroix drinks and thought she had something to do with that.
That part.
I have no idea.
Well, y'all, coming up, would you let your spouse give you a bikini wax?
Ooh.
We'll tell you what Hollywood actress did just that, plus more when we come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, so Selling Sunset star Christine Quinn recently announced her pregnancy, and now she's got more to say about it. So here's the deal. The first-time mom, who's 32 years old, said she's going to be a cool mom, like Amy Poehler in Mean Girls.
That's her
inspiration.
Nice.
And she also claimed to be hurt that some of her co-stars didn't like her baby bump picture.
Wow.
Like, you didn't like it. I posted the picture of baby bump. You didn't like it. Well, it turns out they couldn't like it because one of Christine's co-stars, Mary Fitzgerald, claims Christine has the block.
Boom.
So it's like, we can't like any of your stuff. You blocked us.
Listen, I would be really pissed off at you guys if you didn't like my baby bump picture. Like, I'm gonna start posting more baby bump pictures.
Especially after Taco Tuesday.
And you wonder what happened to that. Did she block her co-stars from even seeing that picture? I mean, I blocked myself from seeing yours.
I know.
Maybe the co-stars actually blocked themselves.
And I blocked you from seeing mine as well.
I blocked me from Heidi's account.
What? Oh. Okay.
I didn't know that was possible.
Wow.
I'm going to do that.
What a...
I'm going to do that.
I can't take it. I got to block myself.
No more Yorkie pictures. No. I'm not for him, Heidi. And I'm not for everybody. And Christine, maybe you're not either, okay? It's fine. Who cares?
Heidi, give me all your Yorkie pictures, all your desert posts.
All right, I'm just going to direct message Chewy.
I love it. That's it.
Just DM Chewy all your pictures.
All right, Kevin Bacon went on Jimmy Kimmel Live the other day, and they got into a really hot topic, y'all. Kevin gave his wife, Kira Sedgwick, a bikini wax, and apparently it didn't go well.
I'm one of those people that is sort of cocky enough to think I can probably learn to do anything, you know what I mean? I thought, how hard could this be? Some assembly required.
Uh-huh.
You know, I can put stuff together from IKEA, you know. This is not going to be that hard. It's not, you need to leave it to the trained.
To the professionals.
Otherwise, it can get really, really frighteningly dangerous.
Oh, no.
Yo.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, no. Yo. Heidi, how painful would it be to get a bikini wax done wrong?
Well, I've never had a bikini wax.
Okay.
Ew.
Really?
Because I'm blonde and I don't really have that particular, I mean, I shave and everything, but here's what I will say. After I had back surgery and I wasn't able to bend or anything, I was set up in like a hospital bed in our family room because it was adjustable, and my legs were getting, like, everything was getting hairy, and I was like, oh my God, I can't take it anymore. So my wife shaved me.
Nice.
And
she shaved your legs.
She shaved everything.
Oh, everything.
But I mean, it is, you are in that moment where you're just like, pull tighter, but you gotta pull that.
It's, pull it tighter.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
What do we got going down there?
No, because when you're laying down, like if somebody else is doing it.
You gotta pull it tight.
Yeah.
Chewy, has your lady ever taken an assist on the old...
No, bro. Nobody's a run. Nobody is allowed to run my... but me and my razor. That's it, bro. But I got waxed once, and it was the most painful. It was done right, and it was painful. So I couldn't even imagine it being done wrong. And oh my, I'm gonna faint now, bro. I can't talk about it. Seriously.
All right, Brad's got a special message about losing weight and keeping it off. What do you got, Brad?
I bet that New Year's resolution to lose some weight loss seems like a distant memory at this point. But don't worry. We have the tools you need to help you get back on track. Our good friend AD, the CEO of DHerbs.com, was recently on because their full body cleanse will help you lose weight and keep it off. Take a look at this.
So the DHerbs full body cleanse helped me lose 53 pounds.
Wow.
There you go.
53?
Yes, 53 pounds.
That's the accomplishment.
I know.
So when I was introduced to the full body cleanse, I not only got off the blood pressure medicine, no longer pre-diabetic, but also I had heartburn and all that, and then lost the weight. I mean, that was, to me, life changing.
The full body cleanse has helped people lose tons of weight, sleep better, boost their immune system, and have them feeling better about themselves in so many ways. And right now, get a nice discounted checkout with promo code DISH. Go to dherbs.com, promo code DISH. That's dherbs.com, promo code DISH.
Nation. So what birthday gift do you give the person who has everything? Well, it seems that Carrie Underwood's husband, professional hockey player Mike Fisher, has the answer. Carrie recently celebrated her 38th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Carrie.
And then Mike shared this pic on his IG stories of Carrie wearing a t-shirt that says, "I don't need Google. My husband knows everything." And Mike wrote, "Perfect birthday gift." No.
Yes.
You know what? If I had gotten that, I would I would dig my key into the side of his pretty little souped-up four-wheel drive.
Oh my God.
So Heidi, if your wife got you that same shirt, obviously says my wife knows everything, would you wear it out in public?
No.
You wouldn't?
I don't wear it at home for fun and when the friends come over. I'm not wearing it to work or... No.
Oh, you're no fun.
But I think hers would say YouTube, because she is like a student of YouTube. She's always like, oh, I learned how to build this. I did this. I made this. I changed it.
College
she just goes on. Yeah, college of YouTube. So that's what hers would probably say.
Frank, if your wife got you a shirt with a saying, what would it say?
And say, "I'm a stupid with an arrow pointing her."
It should say, "How has my wife not killed me already?"
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You.
That's not what it would say. It would say two-seater with an arrow pointing up and an arrow pointing down.
I would think it would say, "Shut up, Frank," or I don't know.
Probably.
Shut up, Frank.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.